For 30 years, Joseph Stalin ruled the Soviet Union with an iron fist, killing as many as 20 million people through executions, exile, and man-made famines. But here in Gori, Yosef Djugashvili, or Stalin, is a hometown boy. On Stalin Avenue, Gori's Stalin Museum preserves the humble brick cottage where baby Stalin spent his first 4 years. Stalin is Gori's number one tourist attraction. But Gori's love affair with Stalin took a jolt 3 years ago. Under the cover of darkness, the pro-Western government of Mikhail Saakashvili removed a massive bronze Stalin statue from Gori's main square. VOA tracked down the statue to an abandoned industrial site. We found the 6-meter Stalin lying face down in a roofless shed. Jugi Kidashelli is a Stalin fan.
Stalin's personality is very dear to us, for everyone in Gori. Everyone has their own opinions, but Stalin was born here. This is his city and his motherland. There absolutely should be a statue of Stalin in Gori.
After protests and a petition drive, Gori's city council now says Stalin will rise again. By Stalin's birthday, December 21, the exiled statue will be erected in the gardens of the Stalin Museum. Katino Ahobadze has worked at the museum since 1978.
People from all over the world come to visit, from Poland, America, Yugoslavia, Colombia, Brazil, Japan, and China. They come from every country.
But other Georgians see more than commerce. Historians say 700,000 Georgians died under Stalin's rule, shot, exiled, or killed in fighting during World War II. Alexander Rondelli says most of his mother's family was killed under Stalin.
If you ask me, I will just destroy everything there. But many people say that, Stalin was a historical figure.
In a poll this year, 2/3 of Georgians called Stalin a wise leader. In October, Georgians will elect a new president. Opposition supporters say Stalin statues are popping up across the country. With or without the big statue, foreign visitors say the musty Soviet-era exhibits at the Stalin Museum here seem frozen in time. Jorge Martin says he is turned off by the museum's idolatry.
What he did, and he beat the fascism in Europe, but he also killed millions of people. So, yeah, there should be more balance and presented the materials in another way, not like if he was some kind of old superhero.
After the election, the challenge will be for Georgia's government to modernize the Stalin Museum to give equal time to his victims. James Brook, VOA News, Gori, Georgia.